The Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine this year goes to two Americans for deciphering the sense of smell. Richard Axel of Columbia University in New York and Linda Buck of the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle will share the $1.4 million prize. Sweden's Nobel Foundation notes that smell has long been the most enigmatic of our senses, but thanks to Buck and Axel, it's becoming a new window on how the brain works. Here's NPR's Richard Knox.
It was 2:30 in the morning in Seattle when a phone call from Stockholm interrupted Linda Buck's sleep. She said she had not been dreaming of a Nobel Prize.
I had no idea that I was on the list, so I was quite stunned and delighted, of course.
Delighted in part because smell hasn't been the most glamorous of research fields, often outranked by vision and hearing. But without smell, many of life's pleasures would be missing. The wafting aroma of morning coffee, the fresh bread fragrance of a baby's skin, the lush perfume of a flower. And dangers overlooked: a smoldering house fire, spoiling meat, polluted water. Since 1988, working together at times and independently at others, Buck and Axel have worked out much of how the nose knows what's out there in an environment that teems with smells. Their seminal discovery is that the upper nose is lined with millions of brain cells bristling with chemical receptors. Each cell bears only one receptor type, and Buck says there are surprisingly few types.
It's now known that there are about 350 different receptors in the human nose, and the mouse has about 1,000 different types.
Humans have the genes for 1,000 receptor types, about a third of the human genome, but two-thirds get switched off. We apparently don't need them. Still, with those 350 receptor types, Buck says humans can smell between 10,000 and 100,000 different odors.
It is remarkable that we can smell so many different chemicals as having distinct odors. And it's also amazing that even a slight change in the structure of a chemical can totally change the way it smells to us.
Buck and Axel have gone beyond the discovery of nasal receptors. They're working out how the brain translates patterns of signals from those receptors into perceptions of smells. They've begun to see how those signals get mapped in the brain so the thinking centers can interpret them and the emotional centers can react. Gary Beecham is director of the Monell Chemical Senses Center in Philadelphia. He says Buck and Axel are helping scientists understand how the nose and brain turn complex chemicals, called odorants, into singular smells.
You have a whole variety of chemical stimuli coming into your nose, and yet your perception is one of a single thing. You smell coffee. It is coffee. It's not 1,000 different odorants, which is what it in fact, it is.
One goal is to engineer an artificial nose that could identify security hazards as well as any bomb-sniffing dog. Some say there's reason to think an artificial nose could even sniff out diseases, much as old-fashioned doctors used to diagnose diabetes and other diseases by smelling patients' breath and urine.
The idea of diagnosing diseases by smell has a very, very long history, but actually putting this to a real test is very new.
Beecham says Monell scientists have already trained mice to sniff out cage mates with cancer.
The fundamental idea is that diseases probably result in some sort of common production of small molecules that could be detected by smell. What we want to do eventually is to have instruments that can do a diagnosis.
Beecham says the prestige of a Nobel should move this kind of thing beyond the realm of science fiction. Richard Knox, NPR News.